U.S. President Barack Obama has praised the advancement of a bill to overhaul the U.S. healthcare system as a victory for Americans ahead of another crucial vote today. The vote by Democratic senators defeated delaying tactics by their Republican Party opponents as they sought to move the bill to a final vote by Christmas Eve. As the Senate health bill reform moves closer to passage, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has said that the bill should not move forward in its current form. John Kelly has more.
In a statement on Saturday, Cardinal DiNardo of the Bishop's Committee on Pro-Life Activities said that despite some improvements regarding the issues of abortion and conscience rights, the bill does not address all of the concerns raised by the bishops and should be opposed. Director of Media Relations for the USCCB, Sister Marianne Walsh, told us more.
One of the major concerns has been the treatment of abortion. Now, what is going forth as an abortion compromise is not adequate, according to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. The federal government's involvement in abortion has been expanded, and it's something that the bishops object to, and they will still work to address this issue.
She also told us that abortion is not the only concern that the bishops have with the bill.
The bishops are very concerned that immigrants get fair treatment. As the bill is now, even an immigrant who is here legally and paying taxes has to wait 5 years in order to get benefits from the aid we have in the area of health. They also are concerned about affordability, that whatever final bill comes out is affordable to as many people as possible, to everyone. Health care is a right. The bishops are very strong on that, and everyone has a right to it.
I'm John Kelly.